Good morning. Thank you all for showing up here Sunday morning, March 10th, 2024. It is 10:42 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. I am Tatanka Bricka, Chair of KPFK Local Station Board. I want to make an opening statement, and time limit for this section of a number of things is 20 minutes. Okay, so... Oh, Takiasan, all my relations. It is a new moon, a day, a time, a place of new beginnings. We all here aim to be worthy messengers, carriers, representatives of this unique, precious tradition of Pacific Radio. And as so, we will hear the words spoken by Aveli in a few moments and the words read by Carlos in another few moments. So we seek to embody this historic mission and tradition of Pacifica Radio on our local station board and in the conduct of that is the voice of the people for our local area in this part of Turtle Island. And we now call Southern California, Greater LA. And we can be the angels of our higher nature if we rise to that. I think all of us here sense a new beginning at this time of such peril on the planet, at the beginning of this new moon. And we seek to put the days and nights of acrimony and division among us well behind. We listen respectfully. We speak our truth energetically and respectfully. And if we are to be heard and seen as the voice of the people here, then we, those of us here, must radiate an aura of truth to power, a hunger for this peace and social justice that attracts the best voices in our community as righteous, vibrant programming to build on what we have. We aim to be, you know, attracting those people who, some of whom are us now in our years, making and remaking our last wills and testaments that might consider this singular nonprofit as a recipient of our trust as we join the ancestors in the spirit world. We need to think about that as we mold this small group of 24, our local station board members, along with staff and other volunteers of Pacifica. So we need to be that attractive factor here. It won't go any faster than us achieving the kind of peace and social justice in our own words and actions. And so, in conclusion of this part, I'm reminded of the words of Michael Berman that I heard in the beginning of 1970, wearing a younger man's clothing, how to be a manager of the David Harris for Congress campaign. And Michael said, the winning campaign creates the context in which your candidate or cause wins. So we need to create, we're like the context, the creation of a narrative in which our people win the peace, the justice, the diverse inclusion into something larger that enables our people to make its way through this morass of conflict and division. And we can be the calm in this storm. We can be the soft landing we all deserve from this torturous, violent, sacrificial flight we're all on. So it starts here by creating that context, our own compelling narrative as one body, one voice with a whole bunch of different opinions that becomes the attractive factor in our diverse communities that bring out the best in our local radio station, the best programming, best fundraising, the best technical assistance, whatever it is that we are bringing here. It's our new moon time. So let's begin together. Again, aho.
Aho.
All right. Call to order. Would we please have the call to order?
Okay. This is your secretary, Leslie.
Roll call. And Leslie, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Christina Avalos.
Here.
Doug Barnett. Doug Barnett. I'll come back. Veronica Becerra. Veronica Becerra. I'll come back. Mike Bressler.
Here.
Tatanka Bricka.
I'm here.
Rachel Brunke. I think she's at a conference. She may not be able to answer. I'll check again.
She did check in earlier.
Yeah, yeah. I see that. Sue Cohen Johnson. Here. Thank you. John Cromshow. John Cromshow. He had checked in. I'll circle back. Ace Estwick. Ace Estwick?
Here, yes.
Oh, great. Thank you. Hold on one moment.
Hi, this is Rachel. I'm here.
Yeah, thank you. I know you're multitasking at the moment. Ariana Gladney? I'll circle back. Jan Goodman.
John Cromshow, I'm here.
Oh, thank you. Jan Goodman. I'll come back. Wendell Handy. I'll come back. Nikki Hahn.
Hi, here.
Hi. Michael Heiss.
Here, and when you're going down the list, you missed Vic Jerami.
I did? Oh, you're right. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Vic Jerami. I see your picture, so I think you're here.
I'm here.
Thank you. And thank you for that. Let's see. Michael Heiss. Avelia Jones.
Here.
Thank you. Oye Oyeyipo. I'll check again. Robert Payne.
I am here.
Thank you. Myla Reason. Oh, sorry. Nancy Perlman.
Thank you.
Thank you. Myla Reason.
Good morning, everyone. I am here.
Oscar Ulloa. Oscar Ulloa.
Presente.
Oh, thank you. Rodrigo Argueta Vargas. Rodrigo Argueta Vargas.
Present.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman.
No nukes, everybody.
Thank you. And Carlos Zavala.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to circle back to the 3, 4, 5, 6 people that I didn't hear from. Doug Barnett. Last call. Veronica Becerra. Ariana Gladney. Jan Goodman. Wendell Handy. Oye Oyeyipo. Okay, thank you.
So you're going to give us a count, right?
I'm going to give you a count right now.
Mr. Chair, while we're getting the count, I'd like to skip it. May I be recognized? This is Myla.
Hi, Myla. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd just like to skip ahead on the agenda and move to excuse all absences from this meeting.
Okay, so moved. Here a second.
I second.
All right. It's been
moved. That's Christina.
Yes.
Thank you, Christina. Christina Avila seconded.
And Sarah, I see, I'm sorry, Ariana Gladney is now here, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
I spoke over you, Mecca. Would you say your name again?
Oh, no. I was just saying correct. Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you. Okay, we have 19 members present.
Okay, thank you. We do have quorum of 19. And to continue, if I hear no objections, can you please state what your motion is?
Actually, I would like to, Mr. Chair, I would like to say something. This is Rodrigo.
This addresses the motion?
No, this addresses the issue of the meeting.
Oh.
We're on the motion.
I need to address this thing before the motion. So it's It's a point that I addressed last.
Pardon me, just a second, Rodrigo. We're trying to get a a motion. We're hearing a motion.
Yes, before the motion. I need to say it before the motion. It is a custom that we have at the local station board. You know, it's something that you must address every time we meet. I brought attention to you last meeting. It has to do with when we start the meeting, we have to ask if someone needs translation. If nobody answers to the need of translation, then the meeting continues in English. That's, you know, how it's done, and it's been done for.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that just a formality, you know, because. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, if you, when we talk about diversity, you have to take into account that KPFK has a large number of people who speak Spanish, right? So, and some other languages, but mainly Spanish. That's why, you know, like 20 years ago, we approved, you know, a motion, you know, probably 15, in these regards. You know, when we start the meeting, we have to ask, does anybody need translation? That's it.
Okay. Thank you. I hear you. Okay. Hearing no. Thank you, Rodrigo.
Well, can you ask, please? Because I mean, like, one thing is that you hear me. Another thing is that you do it.
Are you asking, are we going to have this a bilingual meeting? I'm not sure what the proposal is.
I'm not asking anything about bilingual. I'm saying that when we start the meeting, you have to ask if anyone needs translation. If anyone needs translation. If no one needs translation, then we can continue in English. If someone needs that, then somebody else has to, you know, help in translation. That's basically what it is. Otherwise, it is a discriminatory practice, you know, or we consider a discriminatory practice of those people who might want to join the local station board meeting, but who do not speak.
Okay. English. This is that's a really good point.
Mr. Chair, this motion, yes. This statement is out of place because there is already a motion on the floor which was introduced before we even began properly.
Yes.
So motion has to be considered first.
Well, if you want to continue with the discriminatory practice, that's fine. I just wanna, you know, like bring something that is been there before you were part of the local station board. Right. That's what we always do.
Thank you, Rodrigo. We are. You're not being cut off. We're just trying to follow the Roberts Rules of Order, which is the Pacifica mandate and the.
Yes, but the Robert Rules states very clear that, you know, any motion that is approved must be implemented. So that one was implemented years before, you know, this meeting. So now if you don't want to implement it, then I want to hear you. Or this gentleman that you don't want implemented. That's it. I just want to hear that. So that means you're leaving out a lot of people. I might join the local station board meetings.
There you go. I'm not aware of this, and I want to have a discussion on this after we
well,
get.
Well, I mean, there is actually. Well, then that's fine. Then if you don't want to do it. That's fine. So I'll take an account that you are, you know, rejecting to implement.
It's a legitimate point, and we will take it up, but not now. I want to see if we can actually move on with the meeting right now. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I'm gonna be in protest.
It's been a while. We have a motion from Milo.
So I want to, Mr. Chair, then I want that.
Tatanka, you froze. You're frozen. We can't hear you, Tatanka.
Excuse me. I think all he's asking is if someone can, before we start the meeting, say, you know, ask if there needs to be if it needs to be translated, we can go from there. I don't really think it's that big of a deal. Yeah, just ask.
You're right.
And then we go from there.
But the thing is that there's a procedure to follow. And the procedure is that there's a motion on the floor, and we need to do that. If this has to be brought up, it can be brought up as a motion, but it has to be seconded.
Okay, listen, we're having a big free-for-all because our chair's Zoom link is frozen. And did we lose him? I'm afraid we did.
So we've only taken roll, and Rodrigo, I think this is should be taken, but my wife is a translator, and it costs $40 an hour to have a translator, so I think we should consider this as how to fund it and how to format it in a Zoom meeting, but we can't really continue on with this topic.
There is no need for format it. It's just a question that must be done. That's something that is not a discussion. It was implemented, I mean, years ago. Right. Now, not because you're a new board, you're going to just, you know, like, decide how to run the board without taking into account things that were already approved.
This but is you're hijacking the whole meeting, Rodrigo.
What are you doing? I mean, I'm asking
Rodrigo,
Let's go. I mean, you don't want to do it. That's fine. That's a discriminatory practice. I'm saying, I just want to keep it very clear.
What's very discriminatory is that you, one person, are holding up the whole meeting.
What do you mean holding
up? Rodrigo is right.
You're not doing your job then. You know, you're not
$40
an hour, are you going to put it up? I agree with him, but at the same time, we can't, how are we going to format translation in a public meeting on Zoom?
You don't want to ask? Fine. Well, you know, I want to be recorded that you are acting as, you know,
I want to ask how we are going to manage translation.
Point of order, we have a motion on the floor, and that has priority. We should vote on the motion.
The priority has to do with the question that must be asked before the meeting starts. That's it. It's not a motion.
Who is chair who can call the speaker out of order?
You don't want to, guys.
Katanka is having problems.
You speak in English, and you don't want.
Vice chair?
Okay, I'm vice chair. This is Nikki, and I agree with Rodrigo, and I will ask if anybody needs a translation on this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's it. See? Prayer is big and some heads, you know. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rodrigo. And I'll take another second, but I'm not hearing anyone asking, but we are asking if anyone would like a translation for this meeting on March 10th.
Thank you, Nikki.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. And hearing no one asking, I think we do need to address this at another time, but we should move on. We'll move on to the motion that I didn't even get to hear what it was, but so if someone else knows what that was before Tatanka was cut off.
Oh, that was to excuse absences today.
Oh, right. And that was made by Myla, and then was it Jan or someone, someone else seconded the
I did. Christina Avalos.
Okay. Thank you, Christina. Okay. And so the motion is passed then to excuse all absences for today. And let's see. And I guess we'll go to the land back acknowledgement read by Avelia.
And Nikki, before we do that, this is Myla. I've got Tatanka on the phone. And of course, he's never had this technical problem before. He's trying to get on, but he's happy to have you conduct the meeting while he tries to get his connection back.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Myla. Yes, I can do that until Tatanka comes back, and I hope he can get that working soon.
Thank you, Nikki.
Oh, sure. Thank you. We can hear you. Thanks, Tatanka. Sorry about that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. So, Avelia, would you like to read the land back acknowledgement?
Oh,
I can also, I'm not sure if Avelia is here or having trouble, but I can.
You do not hear me?
Oh, now we can. Hi, Avelia. Yes, we can hear you now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Landback acknowledgement. It's the reclamation of everything stolen from the original people. Land, language, ceremony, food, education, housing, health care, governance, medicine, kinship. It's a relationship with Mother Earth that is symbiotic and just, where we have reclaimed stewardship. It's bringing our people with us as we move toward liberation and embodied sovereignty through an organizing, political, and narrative framework. It is a long legacy of warriors and leaders who sacrificed freedom and life. It's a catalyst for current generation organizers and centers the voices of those who represent our future. It is recognizing that our struggle is interconnected with the struggles of all oppressed people. It is a future where Black reparations and Indigenous land back coexist, where BIPOC collective liberation is at the core. It is acknowledging that only when Mother Earth is well can we, her children, be well. It is our belonging to the land because we are the land. We are land back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Avelia.
Thank you. Hey.
Wonderful.
And
thanks for that. Yeah, sounds very good, Ms. Avelia Jones. Thank you so much. You know, I hope, you know, that can, you know, be applied to today's day, you know, with our people. Thank you. You talk so beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I agree.
Is Tatanka able to still, do his, able to like conduct the meeting via cell phone? Cause if so, that.
Nikki, he's actually coming back into the meeting now.
Okay, great.
Okay, and now for the mission statement, I believe.
Carlos Zavala.
Okay. Yeah, hello, yes. Oh, now for the mission statement. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for the educational purposes, no part of net earnings which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject to their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting, operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and the causes of religious philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. And thank you, Nikki, for stepping in. And I don't know what the chaotic wave was here, but I'm glad to be back. And thank you for Rodrigo. And I'm learning about this station, as you can tell, and our protocol. So thanks for your patience. Next, appeal for funds. My turn. Our Pacifica fund drive ended just earlier this week, a couple days ago or a day ago. We will hear later about those results, perhaps today, perhaps later, as it just ended. So, you know, I'm kind of stating the obvious. You all need to be take our part, and whether it's $25 or a lot more, we need to personally contribute. But the main thing I think we're doing here in setting up these committees, and I'm going to talk about this later when we talk about fundraising committee that Nikki Hahn and myself will speak to later. We are awash amid all kinds of wealth here in Southern California and people who can be drawn to this station with either in-kind or substantial money. So I hope everybody will pay attention. And as you listen to the fundraising committee appeal on all various levels, if you feel compelled to join with us, or if there's others you think that would be good, let us know. So that's the lifeblood of this station. And as we go along, I think we're going to be reworking our budgets, and we're going to need to find out what is a sustainable budget, what is a healthy budget, and how we can all contribute to that in our own way. Thank you. Timekeepers. We need two timekeepers, one for items and one for time limits. Do I have Michael? You got your hand up.
Yeah, if I got the old stopwatch here, I'll do, if it's okay, speakers.
Okay, speakers. As you know, 90 seconds first time, second time, 60 seconds. Thank you, Michael. One more for items. One more timekeeper here. This is just taking care of when we say it's a 10-minute thing, let us remind us it's 10 minutes. And then if we need more, we need more. Do I have a volunteer?
I'll double up if nobody else wants to do it.
Thank you, Michael. Okay, terrific. I mean, this is a critical component because this is our business meeting, and I aim us to get through as expeditiously as possible. So now we're at approval of the agenda. The agenda has been sent out. Everybody's seen it, but I think there are people. Nikki, would you read the agenda for those listening? And we will be putting the agenda in the chat for people who didn't receive it.
It is in the chat.
Okay.
Okay, yes, I can read this. So we are currently doing, we're in opening business right now, an important part of which is the approving the agenda and the time certain to adjourn at 1 p.m. Pacific. Then we are going to schedule a regular day and time for the 2024 KPFK LSB meetings. Then we are ratifying the election for the LSB representatives on the governance committee and also on the audit committee. We are also then electing a director and LSB members for the committee of inclusion. Afterwards, we are doing the IGM report by Michael Novick. We have the treasurer's report by Kim Kaufman. Then we have, it's followed by a Q&A with the LSB IGM with Michael Novick and the treasurer Kim Kaufman. We have a report by the programming oversight committee. And we have my fundraising committee report. We have the PNB director's report. We have the motion of gratitude by Michael Heiss, presented by Michael Heiss, and then we're moving into the listener comment for 30 minutes, and then we will adjourn.
Thank you, Nikki.
Point of personal privilege, Jan Goodman is here.
Go ahead, Jan.
Can you hear me?
Lord, yeah.
I missed roll call. The call in was kind of obscured, but anyway, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jan. So, if there are no objections, I suggest we pass the agenda, approve the agenda as read. Okay. So done. Excused absences request.
And I jumped in earlier to talk of this. This is Myla, and we approved it.
Okay, Myla.
While you were off the call.
You, pardon me, say that again.
I believe, and Nikki Hahn can tell us, did we approve the excused absence request or not?
Oh, okay. That's already done.
Nikki can tell us.
Yes, we did. I think that's right when you got cut off.
Okay, terrific. Okay, so we are now at scheduling a regular date and time for the year for our KPFK LSB meetings. Last meeting, I'll remind you, we all agreed on this date and time, the second Sunday of this month, and the time of 10:30 a.m. We went through a lot of alternatives, and people kind of came back to this, and they're the largest majority of people were choosing this time. So if there is no, I'd like to see if there are any objections, which would mean an alternate time if there would be a majority of people. But I sense that this is the time that fits most. So if there is no objection, and you can state it if you do, we'll propose that the second Sunday of each month would be our meeting time at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. Okay.
Chair,
that's a motion, right?
That's a motion.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Wait. Who made the motion? Are you making a motion now?
Yeah, I'm making the motion now.
Chair, this is Myla. May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Myla.
I'd like to say so moved.
Okay,
and the motion would be that we would, going forward, meet on the second Sunday of every month at 10:30 a.m.
Okay.
Is there a second?
Who is the second?
I will second it, Nikki Hahn.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we have the regular meeting time of the KPFK LSB board meeting on the second Sunday of each month at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. Hearing no objections. Okay, so moved. Thank you. Now,
Mr. Chairman, this is
yes,
Mr.
Go ahead.
Terry. Hi, was it reordered or did we miss the approval of last month's minutes? I see that on the agenda, but it was, I don't remember us discussing it.
It is there.
Approved February 4, 2024 minutes. I think we should do that as part of the, you know, opening business before we move on to the elections and all that stuff.
Mr. Chair, this is Myla. May I be ready, please? I'd like to move that we approve the February 4th, 2024 minutes.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
I second. Christina?
It's been moved and seconded. This is the minutes we all received a week ago. So it's moved and seconded without objections. If I hear no objections, we are going to approve the minutes of the last February meeting.
Thank you.
Okay. I think you say, are there any objections? I think you said.
Are there any objections? Thank you. Thank you all for your help. Okay. Waiting. Hearing. No objections. So approved. Thank you for helping me out. I mean, this is a new exercise for me using Robert. So thank you so much. All right. Now, we are at the, ratifying elections. Okay. Of Christina Avalos and Nikki Hahn to serve as non-director LSB representatives on the PNB, the Pacific National Board Governance Committee. And the ratification election of Ace Estwick and Oscar Ulloa to serve as non-director local station board representatives on the PNB audit committee. You may, remember that as the returns came back, the final returns is that, after Ace was the top vote getter, there was a tie between myself and Oscar. I reached out to Oscar and that normally you draw straws. I reached out to Oscar and said, look, I put my name in real early just to make sure somebody would do this. I welcome your participation. And as a matter of rule, I like to have as many people participating as possible and as much diversity as possible. So asked Oscar if he was still up for serving. He said, yes, I thanked him. And so I bow out and I just moved that we ratify the election of Christina and Nikki and of Ace and Oscar. And, that's what the motion is. That is the motion.
Mr. Chair, this is Myla. So moved.
Okay.
This is Mike Heiss. I'll second.
Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. And do I hear, are there any objections? Hearing no objections, that passes. Great. Now we are on item 4. Let's see, how are we doing on time? 11:19. Okay.
We're on, Tatanka, we're on time now with regards to the allocated amounts. We sort of got a little, off the track at the beginning, but we're on time in terms of holding to the allocated allotments.
Thank you for that update, and thank you, everybody, for moving this forward. So now we are at the to elect one director and three LSB members for a committee of inclusion, and we have 20 minutes scheduled for this.
Chair, this is Myla. May I be recognized?
Yes. Go ahead, Myla.
I'd like to read the motion for the committee of inclusion, and I will put it in the chat. Resolved that elections for directors and non-director members of the 2024 KPFK Committee of Inclusion shall be conducted via electronic mail with Terry L. Goodman serving as chair of tellers and Sarah Roof serving as secondary ballot recipient and teller. Poll shall close on Friday, March 15th, 2024, at 12 midnight Pacific Daylight Time.
Thank you, Myla. And I'll remind us all that Michael Novick read that part of the bylaws last week. We've been over this before. So I need someone to
second
this emotion. Do I hear a second for this emotion to elect one director?
I'll second Nikki Hahn.
Okay. Thank you. It's been motioned and seconded. Do I hear any objections?
I point out you asked for a second for the e-motion, and I second that as well.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's a detail I like. So motion and seconded. Now it's been approved. Now we're going to go on for nominations. So These are nominations. You can self-nominate. You can nominate someone else. And I'm open for hearing. I do want to say that Victor Ami called and emailed and said he wanted certainly to be running for this position. So I can nominate him if somebody doesn't else. And Vic, are you still up for this?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there's one. I'm going to hear others. Myla, and then Christina.
Who was that last person? Who was that last person?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Victor Ami. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you can't, it needs to be said out loud. Victor Ami is one of the people to be running for that position.
And this is Myla, and I would like to nominate Avelia Jones to be the director on the Committee of Inclusion.
That's a wonderful one. Avelia, you accept that?
I do. Thank you, Myla.
This is Sue. I would like to nominate Oscar Ulloa.
Terrific. Oscar, are you among us this morning?
I appreciate the nomination, but I respectfully decline. I'm in the middle of many, many things. So now with this being on the audit committee, I think that will be enough for me at this time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Oscar. Okay. Christina, do you already?
I didn't speak.
Terrific.
I wanted to, with due respect, who was the person that brought up the subject of bilingual, to ask anyone needs to?
Yeah, I think that was Rodrigo.
Rodrigo, are you still here? He's not here. Is he?
Yes, I think so.
Rodrigo, do you want to, I'd like to nominate you for the committee.
I second that.
Okay, Rodrigo, do you accept?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, thank you. So we have three so far. And we are electing one director who, we've got Avelia who's been accepted on that way. And we need three LSV members. And we have, do we have two or three so far?
Mr. Chair, this is your secretary. We have two. Not including the director. So.
Okay.
Three, one of whom is the director.
We need at least one more person. Myla, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Mecca Ariana.
Mecca. What do you say, Mecca? You're still muted.
Can't hear you.
Yeah, she's still muted. I think she has to unmute. And thanks, Sue.
Okay, I said that's fine. I accept.
Oh, good. Oh,
terrific. So Mecca accepts. So we now have one director and three LSB members. Is there anyone else who wants to run? Okay.
Excuse me, Parker, this is Mike Heiss. May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Mike.
I apologize in advance if I'm wrong here. I don't see Ms. Ariana on the list of LSB members, and
you are wrong, Michael.
All right, no, I just don't. All right, I wouldn't be the first time. I just don't see it on the list, on the agenda. That's the only reason why I pointed out.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you.
Just to validate that, that's all.
Yeah. No, that's so good. Thank you for checking with that. Thank you, Rodrigo, for educating me earlier. This is how we grow together. Okay. Any other self-nominations or suggestions of nominations? If not, we will suggest that we have our four people running and tell Terry Goodman and his people that let's read off the names. First name, last name. First for director, and then the three LSB members. Would you do that, our secretary?
Yes. The nominations. Do you want just the nominations or the nominations and the results?
Just the nominations.
Nominations: Avelia Jones for director. Rodrigo has a long name. Rodrigo Argueta Vargas as a member. Vic Jerami as a member. And Ariana Gladney as a member.
Terrific. Thank you. Well, that's the motion. Do I hear a second for that?
I second.
Thank you, Avelia Jones, as seconded. Been nominated, seconded. If I hear no objections, this will be what we will submit to Terry and his team to send out to have us all vote. And the last day of the election will be, I believe, this Friday. Is that correct? This coming Friday at midnight? I think that's correct. Okay. Motioned, seconded, no objections. So we have our team that is going to run. Yay. Wow. And I think we've gained a little bit of time. So we are now at our interim general manager report. Or wait a second. We have fundraising report first. Yeah. Is that right? Where are we?
Item five.
Item five. Report. Okay. Okay. So that is Michael Novick. Welcome, Michael. And I just want to thank you for all your incredible heavy lifting and hard work for all the time before I came here and during the time I've been here just, you know, a month or two. And just want to recognize your contribution to our station. So you have
Yeah. Okay, I did. I tried to send it by email yesterday. I'm not sure if everybody on the LSB got it, but I also sent the link. I posted it to the website, and maybe if Milo or somebody could put that in the chat, the link. It's if you go to kpfka.org and click on blogs, and then there's a blog for the GM, and it's up there. I'll try to do just the highlights since this is short.
Okay, just a second. Did you hear that, Myla?
Yes, I heard it, and I'm going to look for it in my email and put the link in the chat.
Okay, terrific. Okay, go ahead, Michael. You've got.
Yeah, so obviously the big issue is the move. We're on track to switch over to the new production facility on Thursday. Excuse me. Sorry. Mo Thomas, the chief engineer, is out again today. He should be arriving very shortly at and Stuart Landau, our local chief engineer, is picking him up. And people may have seen some of the photos. If you got the email, I did have a couple of pictures of what the production facility looks like. We're as I say, on track to switch over operations to there on Thursday. The phone system has been set up so the numbers that we're using at 3729 Coinga will be available at the new location. And in fact, we might be able to have some remote extensions for people who want to work more remotely. I do want to thank particularly, obviously, Mo and some of the national technical people, Otis and John Almella and Stuart locally, and then unpaid staff members, Charlie Wilkin, Richard Dawson and also Bert Weiner, who have made it really possible to get this done in time. And so we're hoping that will just go very smoothly without a glitch. We did get the donation of a scheduling and automation software platform and server from an East Coast supporter who heard an appeal I'd made because the Zeta that we have been using was increasingly difficult, and it operates in Windows 7. So that's also made it possible to, basically we had to set up a complete, you know, system while, what we're using at 3729 is functional. Once we make the switch over, we can dismantle that. So we had to duplicate a lot of stuff, a very, very challenging task. On the finances and fund drive, we're still in a difficult situation because of the size of the membership. Our goal is to try to double the membership. I think we had each of the recent drives, we've had about 10% of the donations coming in from new members. So that's good. And also a significant percentage of people who had been members and lapsed and renewed after a lapse. So I'm hopeful that our membership will continue to grow. This last drive was just, we did have to extend through Friday. We did raise about $100,000, a little bit over. We've had a couple of other things. We have started the underwriting project that was authorized by the Pacifica National Board. We've had our first two local underwriters in addition to what's already been happening with cultural institutions. So we're hopeful that that will begin to grow. And we've had pretty good success this year with community events. I did want to mention that the executive director has opened the hiring process for a national election supervisor. There will be elections this year, as far as I understand, in accord with the bylaw schedule. And that information is also posted to kpfk.org if anyone knows someone interested in filling that position. And see what else I might want to add. We've had a lot of problems with the email, and I think it's continuing. The Google and Yahoo changed some of their criteria. It had an impact on us, and in trying to correct it, we're still having some issues, particularly with the GM and KPFK account, but I think all the KPFK.org accounts are still having some difficulty. Another volunteer assistant, Dan Hendrickson, did a diagnostic test, identified some errors in the settings, and D'Angelo Jones, who does the IT, will be checking with Microsoft that provides the Outlook email system that we use to try to correct that tomorrow. And we also switched these. We've had a lot of problems with the stream, and it was recommended by Otis McClay that we switch to the Pacifica Stream server that feeds the archives, because that seems to work pretty consistently. So we did that this past week, but I understand there are still some problems I heard from people yesterday. So when Mo is out here, he's bringing some additional hardware that we're hopeful will finally solve that problem. I guess that's about it. As I say, it's a full report in writing. On the website.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much.
Sure.
We now have the Treasurer's Report by Kim Kaufman. 5 minutes.
May I be recognized? This is Myla. Doug Barnett has his virtual hand raised, and I just found the email that he was having trouble and emailed him the Zoom link. So he's
okay. Yes, Doug.
Sure.
I think you're trying to talk, but we can't hear you. Yeah, we don't have anything coming through.
This is Sue. Are we going to have questions of the IGM?
We have, after we have Kim's report, then we have a full 15 minutes of questions,
for IGM and for treasurer. Okay. So that'll come right up after Kim's, treasurer's report. Thank you. Rodrigo.
Yeah. No, that's the, my question. I think that the way that it was done is that once the IGM finishes, then we can go for question and answers instead of having like, you know, both, you know, question and answer, because then that's usually where it goes, but whatever.
We already approved the agenda.
Okay. Thank you, Rodrigo.
I know you approved the agenda, but you know, the question and answer will be done after each of the people that are giving the report or after everybody has done their report. That's my question.
Is the Q&A in the agenda?
Yeah, it's after the treasury, the IGM report, the treasury report, and then 15 minutes of Q&A by the board, and then later public comment.
And okay. We're at time for the IGM report.
Yeah, we have time. Okay, thank you. Now we're at treasurer's report with Kim. Go ahead, Kim.
Morning, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Great. Well, I don't really have much of a report since we have no new financials still. The only thing I can address is that the fund drive, this fund drive did an average of $3,100 a day. And the budget was for $3,500 a day. So, you know, we're running a deficit. And, that's the news. I have basically been spending the last 2.5 months cleaning out the business office of KPFK, which was about 2 or 3 times as big a job as I thought it was going to be. Because boxes appeared from everywhere, offsite, from stuff shipped down from Berkeley. So I'm winding up, but still not finished. And that has taken a lot of time. I have discovered many interesting things. One of which was some very old files regarding our transmitter and other technical issues. Of particular interest to me was that our original transmitter was not on Mount Wilson. It was in Pasadena, and it was only for 47,000 watts. And then in 1973, the feds had some kind of program where they offered us $90,000 and we had to raise $73,000 in order to then get the transmitter on Mount Wilson. So that was very interesting. And in that file is a letter, from, and I skimmed these files, you know, in terms of like, okay, these are keepers. I'm putting them over here. So I've only skimmed this and I have to go back. And there were some various plans for raising that money. They did, however, do, you know, oh, excuse me, a campaign. And from 1973 is a letter from Ed Asner to the public or to our members trying to raise money for this transmitter. So that guy goes back from 1973 until almost the day he dropped dead of being a supporter of this station. I found that really interesting. The national office is meeting. We're still approving budgets for this fiscal year that we're already into our second half. But, you know, that's exactly what the federal government is doing. If you read about, I didn't realize this until a couple of days ago, that all the bills they're trying to pass was also for last year's fiscal year, which starts at the same time as us. So if the feds can do it, we can do it. But in also in terms of people who have bad things to say about government money, I'm really happy that the Health, Education, and Welfare Department offered us $90,000 to get this transmitter back in 1973. I don't really have anything else that's relevant to finances, but I'll certainly take questions.
Okay, thank you, Kim. And it will lead right into the questions. So we're on section 8, which we have 15 minutes allocated. How are we doing, timekeeper Michael?
We're in terms of incremental segments, we're doing okay.
Okay, great. Thanks. So now we're with Q&A questions, including preparatory statement. We're going to limit to 60 seconds for each LSB member. Go ahead.
Sue Stack.
Pardon me?
Let me put your hand up for the question.
Sue would like to ask a question.
And then Rachel Stack. I'm sorry, I don't have hand up right now.
Okay, I've got now Myla, Rodrigo, Sue, and Nancy hands up. Go ahead, Myla.
Never mind.
I would like to ask Kim. I'm hoping that the letter from Ed Asner and other things of historic significance are saved and will be made available possibly for us to see. Perhaps they can be scanned and not discarded.
I did say in my report that I determined that those files were keepers, and I only scanned them and put them aside. So yes, I am not throwing them out. I am keeping them. As to scamming, that's another issue that will be dealt with at another time. It takes a lot of work, and I'm not in the mood right now to do a lot more at this point. So we will have to deal with all that somewhere down the road.
I'll thank Kim for the very hard work, the very challenging job. I'd be happy to scan some of that, Kim.
Some of it's very delicate, Michael, and it needs hand, page by page stuff. Well, we'll deal with that down the road.
Okay.
Believe me, that's way down the road.
Got a flatbed scanner.
Okay, next we have up Rodrigo, unless it's still up from last time. I couldn't tell.
Yes, that's yes. I just have two questions. Basically, one is, did you, Michael, inform the event that, we did at the parking lot? That's one question. And the other question is the issue of when people will not be allowed on the building in the time in that the programmers or the people who's going to be working at the new location, if it is going to be open from what time to what time, and or if people has to submit their programs pre-recorded, how it's going to be the dynamic in that sense. Thank you. So the event and the new location.
Yeah, the event is under community events. And I will say that I think we raised quite a bit of money this year in community events, thank you, no small part to the Spanish language programmers that have done a number of them, but we've had a number of others, and so that's been a significant revenue stream apart from the on-air drives. We'll have 24-hour access to the new building, the new offices, and we'll work out how people can get in and out when they need to. The way it's being set up is that the master control and broadcast studio, that broadcast studio can also function as a production studio if we're airing pre-recorded material, and we have a separate small kind of edit bay and production studio that can also get on air if necessary. at the new location. We're also trying to set up, as you know, some satellite production facilities, including one with the Spanish language programmers, and we have a couple of other campuses and we've been in discussion with. So there will be opportunities for people to pre-produce programming as much as possible. It's a smaller footprint and it's going to have to be very businesslike in its operations, once we're up and running there. But we will have access to the building, 24/7.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Rodrigo. We have six more, Sue and then, Sue, Nancy, Mike Ressler, Rachel and Doug Barnett. So go ahead, Sue.
Yeah, I just have a quick question for Kim. You said the Fed paid $73,000.
No, the Fed gave us $90,000, and we had to raise $73,000.
And did we?
Yeah.
Well, I guess so, because we have a tower up there since 1973.
I think you said it was the Department of Agriculture or something like
Health,
that.
Health, Education, and Welfare, HEW.
Okay. Thank you.
And yeah, I only skimmed these files. I will be going back and, getting a little more. There was more stuff there about other things they did to raise money. So this was just a skim, and just I found that fascinating that it was originally in Pasadena.
Yeah, just to say, the location on Mount Wilson, we pay a fee every year to the Forest Service, basically, for the use of the space there, kind of a restoration and the environmental fee. And then we have a fee also to the South Coast Air Quality Management District for the diesel backup in case there's a power outage.
Okay, thank you, Michael and Kim and Sue. Nancy Perlman, you're up.
Thank you. One, there was an email thread going around regarding Nancy and a muting issue. I wish it was not me. It was not me as Nancy. And I wish whoever did it would say Nancy in the last name, since there are two Nancys obviously involved, so that I'm not accused of anything that I'm not doing.
Sure. Nancy Perlman, thank you.
Oh, no. The other point is, for 2 months, and I apologize to everybody, for 2 months, I've been begging and asking to have an email address change. And I think it's appalling that KPFK cannot make a simple email address change to take off one of my emails when I dedicated a separate email account strictly for KPFK 2 months ago. I keep begging and asking that the change be made and that my personal private email be removed, and it's not done. I have no idea who is handling the email addresses for KPFK, but it makes no sense to me that it's taking me 2 months and it still isn't done, and it should be done.
I'd like to speak to that, please. This is Myla.
Sue also.
Nancy, then Myla, and then Sue, and then we'll take the answer. Go ahead.
Nancy, on KPFTX, you are listed as the your preferred email. What is happening is that sometimes when people who have your old email send out an email to everybody, and that email is in it. It doesn't have anything to do with the station or with KPFK or with the official listing of your email. It's that other members of our local station board have your old personal email in their address book, and when they send out a mass email to everybody, that goes out. I've noticed a few times when you have asked for people not to, sometimes when people reply all, they include your old email. So it doesn't have anything to do with the station or with the official listing of your email. It's the address that people already have in their address books. So I guess people need to try when they reply all to make sure that they're using your preferred email.
Very much for the explanation, and it's simply because it's all KPFK related issues, and I don't know where this is on whose, so I will keep doing it until it's clear. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I try to make sure that the lists on the KPFK.org list for the LSB corresponds to the one that's on KPFDX, and I'll check again with D'Angelo. We had, as I said earlier, we have been having problems with that whole email server system through Microsoft Outlook, and hopefully it'll get corrected on Monday, and I'll make sure that's, you know, that the lists are identical for both versions.
Thank you, Mike. Okay. Mike Bressler.
Yeah, I have a question. I don't know if this would be best addressed to Kim or Mike or maybe someone else, but I wanted to check. I know before we sold the building that, you know, there were a number of, you know, issues that prevented us from getting, you know, applying for different grants and for, you know, potential grants from the government. So with the sale, have we been able to come closer to the point where we'd be able to, you know, apply for either private grants or, you know, to whatever government programs that might, you know, be appropriate.
I can take that. One thing we need to do is get through escrow and get the money transferred into the bank. And then we'll know exactly how much money we have. And we have to pay off the interest we owe to two big loans already, put aside money to pay interest for the rest of the year, and then we will have the money to engage our auditor to do the audits for fiscal year 22 and fiscal year 23. We need to get that done before we can go out and be asking for any kinds of grants. We need that for the state of California, and we need that for anyone who's going to give us more than, you know, $5.
Okay, so can I have a follow-up question? Then is there, like, a time frame that you think that this can be accomplished within, and we can get to that point?
To the completing the audit? I don't know. I mean, each audit basically takes about 2 months on a good day, and we haven't really had too many of those good days in the last, 10 years in doing our audits, but it might be better this year. I don't know. So 2 months, 4 months, you know, for both audits, hopefully would get us up to date. You know,
are we pretty much near the end of the escrow, and is there a time frame for when we would receive the money?
What Stephanie is in the process of doing, we have these two loans and we owe interest. And, I guess I'm not sure whether there were two liens.
Yeah, there are two separate,
liens. So
yeah, it's complicated.
Our big lender is okay. We can work with them. The second loan was with the Small Business SBA, the Small Business, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Agency.
Administration.
So that's a little more complicated because they turned that over to Treasury, and our attorney has been working with the Treasury Department to get the lien off so we can pay them off. So that's kind of been slowing us down, and the buyers have been very, generous in giving us, okay, you got two more weeks. And yeah. I believe the date now is the end of March, that they've given us. And there's always like last minute things when you close a real estate deal, that you're never really going to know exactly how much it is until, like I said, the day it gets wired into the bank. I mean, we know approximately, but.
Well, that's what I'm asking, approximately, when the funding would kick in.
When escrow closes and everything gets done.
Yeah, right. And when approximately.
Well,
the end of the month or the beginning of April.
Thank you.
It's gotten postponed a couple of times because of the issues that Kim was talking about, because the loan got transferred essentially from SBA to the Treasury Department when we failed to make the interest payment. So that's getting worked out. But we made the down payment and first and last month's rent on the new facility. As far as our operations are concerned, we will be operating out of the, as I say, the new premises, starting on Thursday, and until we can get that up and running and the money, we have to wait on dismantling some of the stuff in, 3729, but we'll be moving, pieces of it as we can, including some of the business operations, membership and so on, as we go forward the rest of this month.
The buyers know that we cannot even afford to hire movers to move out until we've gotten paid. And they're okay with that, but that's how tight everything is.
Yeah. Got it.
You threw Michael, that's good line of questioning and good answers.
Yeah, I'm through. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Mike. And thank you everybody for patience during I've been involved in business and we see through this, especially when people want time, and I'm the one that wants the time. When's the money? When's the time? And I do respect when you don't know to say you don't know and then just give a range rather than saying a date certain and then have to go back and all that causes. So, okay. How are we doing? On our
time. 5 minutes left in this section.
Okay, good. Rachel.
Plus or minus.
Okay. Rachel and Doug. Go ahead,
hi.
Rachel.
Hi. Yeah, Rachel, just real quick. Hey, Michael, is there going to be kind of extra support for those of us who have to go remote? I know you and I have talked about this, but I think we've tried it out with the news program. It's not working so far. What's any contingency plans or for any of our programs needing to go remote and having problems?
I'm not sure if I caught all that, but we will have capacity to, the same capacity we have with Zoom. We're looking into one of our programs has been using StreamYard for both production and distribution of their show, and we're trying to get more information about that. I think that would be very helpful because you can take the stream and put it on multiple social media platforms as well as use it for actual production of the show and guests to come on. So we're looking into that. And we did a little bit of a training, Charlie Wilkin did, on use of clean feed also for production. So we will have, continued capacities for remote access. We have to find out more of the capacities of the play at live system also that we're using for the scheduling, because it's much more full featured than the Zeta that we were using, and I think it might have some capacities for live remote access.
Thank you, Michael. You okay with that, Rachel?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Doug Barnett. You're unmuted now, Doug, but we can't hear you. Hmm.
Still can't hear you. Why don't you keep trying and we will come back. And 1909-510, can you identify yourself, please?
The Tatanka, before that individual speaks, you just about at 20 minutes. I'll leave it to your discretion.
Okay.
I believe that's a member of the public, not an LSB member.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, Doug, you do have your hand up again. And we show you unmuted here, but we can't hear.
I have Doug on the phone. He's going to make his comment. Go ahead, Doug.
Years ago, we sent 300 bombers over Tokyo. My wife and I made a 50-minute program about this. We killed 10 times as many people in 3 hours as either Nagasaki nor the other one, both atomic bombs. My father got the Legion of Merit for designing the burn, and I'd love to play the program. That's 71 years ago today. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
If you have the MP3, send it to me by WeTransfer. Maybe we can get into something's happening.
I didn't understand that, Michael. Can you say again?
I was saying to Doug that if he has the MP3 file of it, he can send it to me, and I'll see if we can incorporate it into maybe something's happening overnight.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I guess we're making a transition here, because the questions are coming from members only. Is that correct? Is that what I heard you say, Myla?
I believe that was Kim. And now, if we're at time for listener comment, I believe the person who's calling from 909 area code is a listener. And that would be appropriate to recognize that person during listener comment.
Excuse me, Maya, we are at time for section 7.
Oh, that's right. We're not at listener
which does
comment.
Not, the listener comment is section 12. So
that's right.
Again, I don't make the news. I just report.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you will have time in section 12, listener.
Item 12, yes.
Pardon me?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So there will be time on section 12. We're in section, we're just finishing up section 7. Okay. So we're going to go on to section 8 now. Programming Oversight Committee report with Vic Drami. You're up, Vic.
Sorry, unmute myself. Basically, I don't have much of a report. The first meeting is this Thursday, the 14th at 5 p.m. It's a Zoom meeting. I've invited all the board members. I've sent out several communications and reminders for anyone who wants to be on it to join us. It's a committee that any board member is eligible to join, as well as listeners. And that's about it. I'm leaving everything else to be decided during the meeting as far as our permanent day and time, because Thursdays at 5 is not necessarily our permanent time. We'll discuss we'll get a consensus of what time works best for most. I don't know if we'll be able to do it for everyone, but we'll do our best. And that's about it.
Thank you, Vic, and thank you for your flexibility in moving that meeting from last week to this week. And yeah, I know I'm going to try to be there. So thanks a lot.
I'd like to, may I be recognized, Chair? This is Myla.
Go ahead, Myla.
I just want to say that the Zoom information for the meeting is posted at KPFTX. So if people are interested, it's up there. And I know, Vic, you've sent out multiple invitations by email to the members of the board.
Yeah. Thank you, Myla. Terrific. So it's there for anybody that have interested.
I just want to point out that the pre-existing posting for the third Monday when it was regularly scheduled is still up on KPFDX, so somebody should look into taking that down to avoid confusion.
Thank you, Michael. I have asked Otis last week to take it down, and I will remind him. And you might want to as well.
I haven't seen the announcements on Thursday, so I will.
I will copy you when I reach out to Otis again, but a week or two ago, I asked him to take that down.
Okay, great. We'll work together to get it done. Thank you, Vic.
Thank you.
Okay, now, fundraising committee report, Nikki Hahn, and Nikki and I will tag team on this. Go ahead, Nikki, you take the lead.
Thanks, Tatanka. So I have, I sent out an email last week. So, unfortunately, I don't have a lot of progress to report at this point, but I did send out an email. I created a form. It's a Google form. If anyone is interested, they can fill that out. And I'm trying to get a good meeting time for at least the people who are initially interested. So that we can get an initial meeting going. I also made it so that you can leave comments or suggestions on the form, even if you do not want to be a part of the committee or if you don't have time, it's for people to give suggestions, comments, because this is kind of new to me, but I'm excited to be part of it. Yes, if and when people have time or you're interested, I can send out the email again, but it's from Nikki Hahn. I sent it to all of the current members of the LSB. Maybe Tatanka, I'm not sure if this committee can be open also to listeners, but whoever would like to be a part of it, I think that would be great. Like if that's part of what we can do, like I think the more people who can be on this committee, that we can work together and get different methods of fundraising and also just a little more more people would be helpful, but yeah. We'll make it work out however it turns out, and hopefully I definitely by next our next meeting next month, I'll have more to report. But yes, please fill out that form or email me if you're interested. I would love to hear people's thoughts and suggestions, especially if you have any experience with fundraising. That would be really helpful. And I'm willing to just take comments, even if you don't have the time right now to be part of the committee. Suggestions are welcome and appreciated.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you for taking the lead. So look for that form. What I envision is that we will have LSB board members decide kind of the principles and what our goals are. And then definitely we're going to want community members, but we're going to make those decisions kind of in touch with Michael and Kim and get the whole big picture about what's possible. And you are bringing a community perspective, grassroots, that's really important. So it's going to be everything from grassroots on up to the community we live in. I mean, we do have people in the entertainment community, in the education, at the university. We have all kinds of potential support out there, which may or may not have been mobilized yet. And so what I envision is, as you were saying, we welcome people who've had fundraising experience and success. And I have experienced my measure of success. And what I do know is that when we're really clear on what we need and we're really clear on who our audience is,
And then we make the outreach and do the relational organizing work that's necessary. A lot of good things can come. So thank you. Okay. We are now at.
I'm sorry. I had to end up with a brief. If you could add the M. Novick at KPFK to the distribution of some of these things, because I haven't received either the fundraising or the program oversight information. Okay. I think it might be because the GM at KPFK is particularly glitchy, but the stuff I send seems to go to spam, and I haven't gotten all the emails that have been sent to it. So it's use the mnovic at kpfk.org.
I haven't gotten them either. This is Kim.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Kim.
You're at 5 minutes for this section now, Taka.
Okay, and Nikki, you're ahead. Sue, did you have something related to this? I'm going to ask for another couple of minutes. Go ahead, Sue.
I'm sorry, pass.
Okay. Thank you. All right, now we're at PNB Director's Report. Myla, you have 5 minutes? And just to show you where we are getting to the end of this. We have our director's report and then a motion of gratitude by Michael Heiss and then our time for listener comments.
Sue, so I remember.
Okay, go ahead.
LSB committees are open to listeners as members. FYI.
Okay, so I'm ready to start with the. Oh gosh, now I lost it.
I didn't. Did you get that question, Myla? I just didn't.
I'm sorry, that threw me off, and now I.
Okay, go ahead, Sue. Can you say that again? I just didn't get what the question was.
I'm sorry, Myla. The LSB. The LSB's committees are open to listener members.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yes. I'm ready to start with the report. This is a report from all four directors, Jan Goodman, Avelia Jones, Harvey Wasserman, and yours truly. And I'm just going to it's kind of a recap since we were seated on January 25th, 2024. The Pacifica National Board directors from all five Pacifica stations, KPFA in Berkeley, KPFT in Houston, WBAI in New York, WPFW in Washington, D.C., and of course KPFK Los Angeles were seated. Also seated were the two directors representing over 200 Pacifica affiliate radio stations. The board met again on February 1st and 15th and March 7th. Susan Young from KPFT in Houston was elected to serve as chair of the Pacifica National Board. Director Minerva Sanders, representing Pacifica sister station WPFW in Washington, D.C., our Jazz and Justice station, was elected to serve as PNB vice chair. The former chair of the Pacifica National Board, Julie Hewitt, also from WPFW in Washington, D.C., was elected to serve as secretary for the National Board. And Kim Kaufman, our treasurer, is now serving as the recording secretary for the Pacifica National Board. On February 1st, the PNB met in closed and open session. During open session, no motions were passed, but the board did meet in closed session, and the report out is that the PNB met in closed session to discuss confidential personnel information and constructive communications with one of our lenders. No decisions were made. We met again on February 15th in both open and closed session. We passed a number of important housekeeping, governance-related motions. Importantly, we ratified the election of the directors of the 2024 PNB Standing Committees. The Coordinating Committee, to the Coordinating Committee, Darlene Pagano from KPFA, Avelia Jones from KPFK, Egberto Willis from KPFT in Houston, Jim Dingman from WBAI in New York, Minerva Sanders from WPFW in Washington, D.C., and Heather Gray representing affiliate station WRFG-FM Atlanta were all elected to the Coordinating Committee. For the Governance Committee of the National Board, Fred Dodsworth from KPFA, Jan Goodman from KPFK, Marianne Martinez, who has subsequently resigned from the National Board, Jim Dingman, Minerva Sanders, Jim Dingman again from WBAI, Minerva Sanders again from PFW in Washington, D.C., and Kasia Brown from KRDP 90.7, so that's a sister station, 90.7 in Phoenix, Arizona, were elected to the Governance Committee of the Pacifica National Board. For the National Finance Committee, the directors who were elected are Darlene Pagano from KPFA. She is the convener and chair of that committee. I was elected for the National Finance Committee. Susan Young from KPFT was also elected, along with Paul D. Rienzo, WBAI, and Minerva Sanders, again, from PFW. For the Audit Committee, Zach Caldevere from KPFA, Avelia Jones from KPFK, Egberto Willis from KPFT, Jim Dingman from WBAI in New York, and Irene Adams from PFW are Jazz and Justice Station in Washington, D.C. The National Board resolved to thank the directors and delegates who served on 2023 committees and task forces for their service and absolve and release them of further service effective immediately for any committees not approved by a motion of the 2024 PNB. The PNB resolved to stand up the National Personnel Committee, and a moment of silence was held for Lisa Lopez Galvin, who was shot and killed at the celebration for the Chiefs' Super Bowl victory in Kansas City. Lisa was a beloved member of our Pacifica family. She hosted a show called Taste of Tejano on Pacifica affiliate station KKFI in Kansas City. And that was so tragic. As you may recall, one of her children was also wounded. She was shot and killed, and one of her children was wounded in that horrible act of gun violence. So we met again, the Pacifica National Board met again on February 15th. Continuing February 15th, the PNB met in closed session with its FCC counsel, and the executive director will be working to address the FCC letter of inquiry. That's the report out from February 15th. Then finally, we met on March 7th in both open and closed session. Our own Harvey Wasserman and Jan Goodman helped put forward a motion that was passed unanimously that when time allotted for an agenda item runs out, that the stack will automatically be extended to exhaust the stack of raised hands of those who have not yet spoken. Pacifica director Stephanie Wills provided us with an update on the opening for a national election supervisor. Pacifica received five applications for the position. a spreadsheet comparing the qualifications and experience of each applicant is being created for fair review, but the National Election Supervisor cannot be hired until Pacifica receives funds from the close of escrow from the sale of our KPFK building. The March 7th PNB closed session report out is as follows. The Pacifica National Board met in closed session to address legal matters pertaining to the Pacifica Foundation response to the FCC letter of inquiry and the future of the Pacifica archives. The PNB made no decisions, and that's the report. I've asked Michael Novick to post it to kpfk.org, and I would like to tell everybody that if they go to KPFTX, they can listen to the audio in real time of all of the open sessions of the National Board, and they can find also, if they go to the archives on KPFTX, which is the official calendar of Pacifica, they can also listen to the recorded audio of the National Board meetings, as well as meetings from across Pacifica governance. That's it. Thank you for listening to all of that.
Thank you. That's a good report. All right, we're down to our last number 11 before we get to listener comments. And this is, I had to find the term, so a motion of gratitude. This is the report that Michael Heiss, with the urging of Michael Novick. Thank you, Michaels. Will you please report, Michael Heiss?
Yes, thanks, Tatanka. I would just like to offer the following motion, having been a very, very minor part of the process. I can tell you that there was a lot of literally and figuratively heavy lifting by a bunch of people without whom this move couldn't have been possible. Therefore, I offer the following motion. Whereas this, and there may have been some corrections, but hopefully this is the gist of it. Whereas the sale of the building that has long been the home to KPFK, the Pacifica Foundation, and the Pacifica Radio Archives has necessitated the move of the station's broadcast origination studios to a different location, that move has presented the need to quickly undertake a complex, you don't even know how complex, set of technical, financial, logistical, and scheduling items. Whereas the tasks needed to undertake and complete that move are handled on a ridiculously and incredible fast time schedule with limited resources requiring many hours of work by sorely underpaid volunteers freely donating their expertise as a commitment to KPFK and Pacifica. Therefore, be it resolved that the local station board of KPFK hereby thanks and commends, and I interject into my own motion, I apologize if there's anybody whose name I left out, Charlie Wilkin for sure, Richard Dawson, Bert Wiener, Stuart Landau, John L. Malib, Mo Thomas, Tom Voorhees, Mark Torres, and all the others who made, and Michael Novick to be sure, and all the others who made this move possible for their endless, endless hours of time and labor. The board extends its sincere gratitude for a job not well done, but I mean, this is so well done that the chef came out and said, stop sending it back. I've done this kind of stuff and it ain't easy. And this team just did well as, you know, it's a trite saying, but well above the call of duty. So I would personally thank these people and hope that the LSB would pass this as a recognition of the listeners for something that is unseen, but definitely will be heard. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Do I hear a second to this motion?
Myla seconds. Myla Reason seconds.
Been motioned and seconded. Do I hear any objection? Hope not. We get to congratulate each other for our amazing efforts. All right.
Thank you.
That motion of gratitude passes, and thank you for stepping up and doing that. We need the encouragement as we go through these difficult times together.
All right. Let me get a sign of the times here, Michael. How are we doing?
It is 12:25 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, which means that if we can complete this item 12 of listener comment in 30 minutes, we will be, mark this one down in the history books, 5 minutes early.
That would be wonderful. Okay, listener comment section. So this is for our listeners, not for PMB people. They've been listening to us. Now we get to listen to them. Speakers are limited first time through. And thank you, Michael Heiss, for being the timekeeper here. This can be difficult, but speakers limited first time, 90 seconds, second time, 60 seconds. And we are open now for listener comments. Okay. 1909-510. You're up.
Okay, I assume that's me. This is Jonathan Markowitz. Can you hear me?
Wait a second. Wait a second. Oh, is that, are you 1909-510, Jonathan?
No.
I have no idea. I'm only calling in on telephone. I can't see the screen.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, just hold on. You're second, and I just recognized somebody just ahead of you. It'll be a minute or two, okay? Thank you. 1909-510. It's your time for comment, and I don't see you muted. It's your time to speak. I hear some sound, but it's not loud. We can't. Can you speak closer to the phone, or we're not hearing anything? Okay, we'll keep you up, and I'm gonna. We're simply not hearing you, so I don't know what the issue is. Go ahead, Jonathan. You're up, Jonathan Markowitz.
Okay, thank you. Tatanka, I'm not sure if you're aware, but the bylaws stipulate that all local station board meetings, that is open meetings of the local station board, that is not in confidential or executive session, are supposed to be live streamed, number one, on kpftx.org. And for some reason, KPFK and WBAI and normally KPFA is not live streamed. Their local station board. So this is something, in case you're not aware of, is a responsibility of the chair and the local station boards. Okay, the other thing I wanted to tell, and so this meeting was not streamed. The other requirement under the bylaws is that the agenda be posted on the listing for the meeting so that people who call in or who are monitoring the live stream can follow the agenda and the items dealt with during the meeting. The other issue, the other requirement is that the audio stream of each of these LSB meetings, Tatanka, need to be posted in a very timely manner. I would say within 48 hours at the minimum, after the conclusion of these LSB meetings. This has consistently not been done at the local station board levels, in many of the five signal areas, and, continually not being addressed, and also at the national board level. So I'm this is a formal complaint I'm issuing now in regards to this responsibility that has been disregarded for years at Pacifica. So I just want to thank you for your chair of this meeting and for being allowed to speak about this issue. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I guess we won't have comment yet because we're not commenting. We're listening. And we'll take that seriously. And,
I'm sorry. I had one question. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Whose Zoom meeting, whose Zoom account is being used for this meeting? And, that's what I would like to know. And if it will be the same Zoom account used in the future in regards to live streaming and or archiving the audio.
I believe this is this Harvey's, Myla? I don't know. We will get back to you on that. I don't know. It's not mine, but and it's been used before. Okay. Other comments. Thank you, Jonathan.
We need to be kept quiet. Oh, great. I can hear you now.
Great. Thank you. This is Andrew Weiss. First of all, before I start, if I may, as the coordinator of the underwriting working group for KPFK, I would like to request a second comment time to report, give a report to the LSB and the public. May I do that?
Huh. This is the, you are, which committee did you say?
This is called the KPFK Underwriting Working Group, which is helping with the underwriting program with the participation or the support of the general IGM, Michael Novick.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a management function. I did briefly report on it in the GM report. I mentioned that we had our first two underwriters and raised $3,200 that way.
Okay. I think that's a good idea, and give you 5 minutes. Let me just see if there's anybody else on any other people who want to make comments from the community, and we seem to have enough time to allow that. So anybody else?
Can I make other comments as a general comment as a listener?
Oh, yes,
first?
Go ahead. Yes. Yes.
All right. As a listener, as a separate side issue, first of all, regarding the LSB email address, I have emailed what I think is the general email address for the LSB, which is lsb@kpfk.org. And a response to Nancy, pardon me, I don't recall her last name, that there are still people who are getting, that is when I got a response from Nancy saying she got emailed through that contact, lsb@kpfk.org. That went to her personal email. So that's how that's being done. Mm. So the information that Myla stated, I think, was incorrect. It's done through the KPFK LSB email address. I also got a response from a previous LSB member, Ruth Strauss, who says she's also receiving emails through that email address. So I would like that to be corrected if possible, so we can email the LSB and it can be handled properly. Also, I would like to request that the documents that Kim Kaufman referred to are historical documents, that the IGM Michael Novick take possession of those and archive them and scan them and handle those, and not another person. I think the IGM is in charge of the station. That is part of station business and should be handled by the IGM. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, any other listeners who haven't spoken yet? Let's see. We have 909-510. I think you spoke, but you can speak again in a second. And we have 1832-438. You're up.
That's the area code 832. You have your hand up.
You're still muted. 1832-438. We show you muted. If you unmute, you have the floor now for a 60-second comment, or for a 90-second comment, and then a second if you want.
1438.
Oh, we can hear you now. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, this is Nancy Saibara, Nadi Tommy, from KPFT. I have a question to the manager about, what is the membership now at KPFK about?
The membership is still about 5,000. I don't have the exact figures. I can check with the membership department after all the results from the recent fund drive are tallied. As I said, about 10% of the donations in the recent drive were from new donors, and about, I think, an additional 20-something percent were people whose membership had lapsed and we're becoming members again. So I don't have the final tally of what that does, but
that sounds great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Good question. Okay, and so now we are back. Let's see, second comments. Well, we'll come to you, Jonathan. We're going to give you more time. So do you have any second comments, 18, do you have any more that you want to say, the woman who just spoke? If not, we'll go to Jonathan. Okay.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much.
Yes.
I wanted to suggest that the treasurer, Kim Kaufman, during the meeting was asked specifically about the balance dues and the still outstanding debts, and she did not specify what the amounts were that KPFK is still in the hole. And I think this is very important information. This is the kind of information that needs to be expressed during the public session of LSB meetings. So if there are financial issues in each signal area, this information needs to be transparent for the listener members. That's the whole point of this democratic system we have. That's part of it, at least. So thank you very much. So I'd like to know if there's any explanation from the treasurer why she did not answer the question specifically in regards to that financial information.
Go ahead, Kim.
I was not asked that question, and I did say that I have no updated financials. I said that, both of those. If I knew, I would report.
So the can I ask clarification?
Sure.
That means that there was a prior report that had those financials as of that date, last month or whenever. Is that correct?
Well, not the latest we have is the end of the year, FY23. So we're way behind from the national office.
Okay, so you have that recorded.
You have that. I sent it out to the LSB.
Yes. Yeah, I'm for the person asking the question, that's the latest information we have. And okay.
May I be recognized?
Go ahead, Myla. You can be recognized.
This really isn't supposed to be a Q&A, but
I know it is.
I do, but at any rate, I have the loan update from the executive director that she provided for the local station boards a couple of days ago. The Small Business Association of Economic Injury Disaster Loan has been transferred to the U.S. Department of Treasury for collections. Pacifica's general counsel has begun working with them to agree to remove the lien from the Los Angeles property and accept payment of past due interest upon receipt of funds from the close of escrow. Working with the FJC, she is working with the FJC revising the terms of the loan. They have agreed to remove the lien from the Los Angeles property. That's the FJC. They have agreed to remove the 18% penalty interest on the payments. The total payables with loan payoffs for all of Pacifica is $6,683,279.
Right, and I don't have it specifically broken down for KPFK.
And if I might also just say in terms of streaming, we don't have staff who are available to stream on Sunday morning. And so we put notices up on KPFTX, and we provide the Zoom information to whoever is interested in joining the Zoom to listen to the live meeting. I send the recording of the meeting, the audio recording of the meeting, to Otis McClay to post at KPFTX, usually within an hour or two, once the audio has been converted to a form that, that can be uploaded to KPFTX. I have been sending that audio to Otis as quickly as I possibly can. He usually gets it within an hour. And it's up to him as to when he can find time on Sunday to then make it available to everyone on KPFTX. He usually sometimes needs a reminder, but it's my understanding that all of the past audio from our local station board meetings have been posted to KPFTX and are available for review. And I hope that the audio that I send him right after this meeting will be soon up for people to listen to. And I'm sorry, because we're really hoping not to have this as a Q&A session, but
I will take responsibility for that, because there are so few listeners. I wanted to use this time that we have to, you know, be as transparent and allow this. It's not a regular thing. It's
Mr. Chair, I have been blocked from raising my hand.
Oh, you're not now. We didn't see your name. Hi, Bella.
Hi there.
Welcome. You
trying
have
a, to raise my
you
hand.
Have the, you have the floor. 90 seconds.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Bella, you're not
thank
blocked
you very much,
from raising
Mr.
your
Chair.
Hand.
Pardon me?
I just wanted to say Bella's not blocked from raising her hand.
Yeah, right.
The reactions is not letting me raise my hand. I would like to speak. Do I have the floor, Mr. Chair?
You do have the floor.
Thank you. This must be a Q&A. It is the only opportunity for the public to interact with this body. It is customary that this is a Q&A, and the public has the prerogative to ask, inquire about any such topics as they wish. So there should be no restriction. I want to also point out, as Kim said, we are way behind in any financial reporting. While KPFK's building is being used as a sacrificial lamb without any proper financial documentation network-wide. And I would like to also point out that the executive director has made it her prerogative never to speak about anything to do with KPFK's actual financial numbers. She lumps everything, and she only gives a complete summary of what is accounts payable, not including the FJC and the idle government loan. And that number for the total accounts payable as the last meeting that she appeared on is $1,382,000. But that does not tell us what is going on with KPFK. Further, as of 9/30/2023, the last profit and loss, KPFK is running at 70% on personnel costs of its revenue. It is no wonder that the station cannot survive, because there is no left funds for the operations of the station. It's not the fact that we keep hearing that there's not enough money. There is. But the personnel costs are running at 70% of revenue, as KPFA is running at 78% of revenue. This
Bella,
is money being stolen. The money is being stolen.
Bella,
thank you.
Thank you, Bella. Thank you for your comment, number one. And I have, let's see, how do I deal with this? Now, Sue and Kim are not...
Petanka, this is Kim. I am not an LSB member, so I can't interact other than my treasurer's report section. So I can speak as in a public comment.
Okay, go ahead.
Whereas board members really can't. But no, okay. Markowitz and 909 is before me, so they two get to speak again, and then me.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna, and then Sue is a member. Kim, let's see. I'm gonna hear, Bella, you have a second chance at two for 60 seconds if you want, and then I'm gonna go to Jonathan.
Thank you. Yes, I want to say number one, everything is being, conducted nationally in secrecy, especially regarding anything to do with KPFK. This is most alarming that this continues to be, to continue unabated, and nobody seems to know exactly where KPFK stands except for the fiscal year profit and loss, the only documentation, which by the way, was sent to me from an outside source because we do not get anything locally. At least I don't, and our other members of the board, which were suspended illegally once again. Therefore, I consider this body to be illegitimate. Okay? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to call on Sasha Karlik.
It would be Markowitz's third time.
Well, I'm calling on callers in first before he gets his time because that's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
And then because what we're doing is not what we're supposed to do, but it's just that we didn't have anybody speaking for their first and second term. So I'm going to call on Sasha first. And then I see Michael's hand up and Kim and Sue and Jonathan. I'll go back to Jonathan. Go ahead, Sasha.
Yes.
You need
Sasha to unmute.
You need to unmute, Sasha. Okay. We're still not hearing you, Sasha. And we can't unmute you.
Sasha?
Yes, I hear a voice.
Sasha's unmuted, but we can't hear her.
We can't hear you, Sasha. So we're going to keep your hand up, and if you come in, we'll call on you.
Jonathan.
Okay. Jonathan,
this is Andrew Weiss. This is Andrew Weiss. I would like my second comment before Jonathan gets his third.
So, who is this speaking?
Andrew Weiss. Weiss.
Okay.
I have one comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. I would like to say I agree with what Bella said regarding question and comment for the general manager, the IGM. Traditionally, we've had time after the IGM report and the treasury report to interact with both of them. I think we ought to return to that. And if not, we should be able to do that during this session, as Bella was stating, as well as with our PNB representatives. We ought to be able to interact with them as well after their reports. So please put that in the agenda in the future. Also, I would like to request email contacts for the chairperson of the LSB, the vice chair, and the secretary so the public may interact with them until or even during we get the general LSB email contact corrected. Perhaps we can send our information to the chair or the vice chair or the secretary or all three. And my third comment is the mission statement states that each station should be self-sustaining as possible. It does not state that it must be listener-sponsored. I hear that all the time. We must be listener-sponsored. That is not what the mission statement says. It says self-sustaining. That includes other forms of financial support for the station. Thank you, and I still would like to give a report regarding underwriting, if possible. 2 minutes would be enough.
Thank you very much, and hope you'll join our fundraising committee, too, if you have an interest in that. Okay, let's see. let's go to, and I see you, Michael and Kim, and I will recognize you. And Sue, I don't know, can I recognize Sue? Jeez, we're in a state. Go ahead, Sue.
I just want to know who decided unilaterally that the listener comment was not Q&A. Well, I don't remember any motion to that effect.
This is actually our time for listener comments, and I'm overriding a bit since we haven't had a lot of listener comments to give us time to react to Michael and Kim and get these questions answered. And I have a hand up from Lamar Roberson.
Hi, Grand Rising. I just wanted to comment that for the chat, it does say that due to a large number of participants in the meeting, system messages for those who join are left disabled, but there's only 31 people in this meeting, and I've seen meetings where there were significantly more folk where, you know, listeners and members can communicate and chat with each other, so that's a little peculiar. But that's also an opportunity to do exactly that.
Thank you. Yes. We were trying an experiment this time just to keep everybody focused on what's going on. But, Myla, do you want to, for the remainder of the meeting here, just don't open up the chat. And that means I can respond to that as well. Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Myla.
Yeah. I would have to go back and figure out how to do that, but.
Okay.
I'd like to say that we've got 7 minutes before time certain to adjourn, and as I would appreciate it because I have to end the recording and send it to Otis, that if we can just get everything wrapped up within the next 7 minutes, that I would appreciate it.
Okay. Lamar, do you have a second comment?
Oh, no, that's probably a legacy hand. Thank you.
Thank you, Lamar. Harvey, do you have a comment?
Yeah, I want to quickly thank you, Tatanka, for running a beautiful meeting, and thank Myla Reeson for the tremendous amount of work she put in on the director's report, and thank everybody else. This is, I think, the most civil Pacifica meeting on record. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Harvey. I'm going to give Jonathan his promised second time, and then I want Michael and Kim to be able to respond. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Okay, thank you. Just for the record, it was the third time. I just want to point out, Myla, that thank you for clarifying that the audios have been posted for the KPFK LSB open meetings by Otis. I haven't had a chance to go back many months, but I was just scrolling through. But however, the KPFK Programming Oversight Committee audios are not posted. And I think it's perfectly appropriate and required under the bylaws that those meetings, those oversight committee meetings of the KPFK LSB, programming oversight committee meetings, also be live streamed and also be archived in a timely fashion. This is really, you know, just basic transparency requirements under our bylaws and under the California Corporate Code for nonprofits. So I'm wondering if you might be able to look into why that's not happening, and Chair Tatanka, you may want to be aware of this in regards to any committee of the KPFK's LSB.
Thank you. I want to, Jonathan, with the interest of time, I have. Thank you very, very much. I will look into this, and if it is our bylaws, we need to respond.
I can give a quick response to Jonathan, if I might.
And then I need to make it very quick, because I want to hear
from PNB has been trying very hard.
Myla is taking the time from the public. This is not fair.
Bella, we've had first and second comments from, and third comments from so many people, so I'm just responding in the moment. Go ahead, Myla.
I just want to tell Jonathan that we've been trying very hard to get many of the committees to post their audio. And including that programming oversight committee. And we've had no success so far, but that is a concern of the national board and people who are involved with governance. And I agree, that it should be done.
Thank you, Myla. Go ahead, Michael, and then Kim. Let's see if we can keep it to a minute or 90 seconds each, if you can.
Yeah, a couple of quick responses. One is just a technical thing. The hand raise function on this version of Zoom is not under reactions. It's under more. You have to click on more, and then you'll see raise hand and lower hand. That was the comments that said they couldn't raise their hand. That's why they can't. It's not in reactions. As far as the percentage being paid for personnel, the personnel costs at KPFK have been reduced dramatically from what they were in the past, but our revenue is also down. The personnel costs will continue to drop significantly because there are a number of severances that are coming to a close and that we were required to pay under the contract and under some settlements. I mentioned that in the management report, although I didn't get to it orally. It's in the written report, which is on the website. I do think personally that you should return to the system we had previously, which is that the half hour of listener comment is divided up over the course of the meeting so that at key points when there are directors reports, management reports, and committee votes, the public has a chance to comment. Previously, we divided it to 4 7.5-minute segments, and that made the half hour. And I do think that there should be an opportunity for the listeners to question the management, the treasurer, and the directors. Thank you.
Good idea. I think we'll do that next time. Michael?
No, I just wanted to say, I'm sorry. I don't, can't tell the Michaels without a scorecard. My apologies. We're at time for this segment, and we're 3 minutes to time certain.
Okay, go ahead, Kim. Last comment. 90 seconds.
Okay, what I will say is it says nothing in the bylaws about live streaming. Every request or demand requires a person to do this. We don't have people. On one hand, people are complaining we shouldn't pay people. We need all volunteers. On the other hand, you don't have enough people to do all the things that, you know, people want. So we have to compromise. What is required by California Corporations Code and twice in the bylaws are minutes. That is what is missing for years on many committees. And as for the rest of the paranoia and accusations about secret financial dealings, I can't even go there.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you so much. Well, we are about to end at our time. We've had, I think, how many? 30, 35 minutes for comments.
Pardon me, Chair. This is Andrew Weiss. Can I quickly update on the underwriting working
group? Go ahead.
Quickly. First of all, we meet, this is Andrew Weiss. This is an unofficial committee formed by listeners such as myself. With the support and guidance of our general manager and other management, Stuart Landau. I've tried to make it open to the entire LSB, but as I've said, the LSB email contact does not seem to work. So I have been emailing the chair, Mr. Tatanka. I don't know if it's getting to you. If it has been, please respond, and I'll keep you on our list. I'll also email the vice chair and the secretary.
Can you give me your name again?
Andrew Weiss, and it comes from my personal email address, which is vegetabletime@gmail.com. However, if any LSB members would like to get on that list, I'll give you an easier email address to remember, friendsofpacifica@gmail.com. friendsofpacifica@gmail.com. And I will continue to email the chair from vegetabletime@gmail.com, as well as the other email address. Now, the PMD authorization for underwriting is now permanent. It started out as a one-year pilot project. Now it's a permanent program as passed by the PMD. It's permanent. Also, as I said, the mission statement says that each station should be as self-sustaining as possible. It does not say it must be listener sponsored. So I feel that underwriting from our local business community, not from big corporations, from our local businesses ought to be included And I feel that we have plenty of local businesses that can make good use of our vast signal area, the largest in Southern, in California, Southern California, to help them, get the word out about their business and for them to support us financially between
Excellent. And I think we do, I don't respond now, but I think there is things going on now with underwriting of local businesses, but I don't want to respond. Myla, I think we're at the end here.
Yeah. I want to move to adjourn, but I just want to hear some closing remarks from you before we adjourn.
Okay. So this is Tatanka Bricka, local station chair. I just want to remember that gratefully we're all pieces of work in progress. And as we each speak out passionately, our individual touch of the collective cosmic elephant, we honor each voice, even as we see things differently. And in this time of corporate capture of the commons and us saying no in the name of the people, we recognize sacrifice zones and Holocaust places around the globe and in our local community. So it's a new moon. It's a new start. I'm really happy to be able to serve you, and I'm happy to hear criticisms and comments and things that I don't know about and you helping me through Robert's Rules of Order. Thank you very, very much. And we will see you next month, if not before, on our committees.
You have to give the date. Give the date. Yeah. You are the chair of the KPFK LSB. Yes.
But I'm going to have Myla say one last thing, and then thank you. I'm going to give the date.
You are the chair. You must close the meeting.
Okay. This is Tatanka Bricka. It is now of the local station board, KPFK Pacifica. It is Sunday, March 10th at 1:03 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and this meeting is adjourned.